USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Well, we heard like really big bangs, which I assume are gunshots, and then we also heard like some screaming and stuff like that.
This student was in class when this afternoon's shooting began at STEM Highlands Ranch School. She says it wasn't long before police started banging on the door.
We didn't, like, really know it was the police because, like, they're supposed to be able to unlock our door before they can, like, come in our room because the teacher can't just, like, let people in. And then they're, like, banging so hard. There's a clock above the door, and it, like, fell down, and, like, the glass and the clock broke.
8 people were injured. Sheriff's officials say one of them, who had been in critical condition, has died. 2 people have been arrested. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 473 points, the NASDAQ composite dropped 159, and the S&P 500 fell 48 points. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Gaza terror groups after a weekend of almost constant attacks and counterattacks. John Clemens reports.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli Defense Forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
I'm John Clemens.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of more than 20 Democrats who are now running for president in 2020, took to the Senate floor to demand House Democrats take steps to impeach President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Gaza terror groups after a weekend of almost constant attacks and counterattacks. John Clemens reports.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli Defense Forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
I'm John Clemens.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp has signed a bill that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected.
The LIFE Act is very simple, but also very powerful. A declaration that all life has value, that all life is worthy of protection.
Opponents like Planned Parenthood's Stacey Fox says it's a brazen attack on women's rights and is an effective ban on abortion.
6 weeks pregnant is barely a time that a woman even notices that she's missed a period, much less knows she's pregnant and has had the time to talk to her doctor to make these very personal decisions.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.